Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hola, mis amigas y amigos. Welcome to a new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners from LatinL. In this program, you will learn basic expressions to interact in Spanish in a simple way. If you're studying Spanish and you're a beginner, this is the show for you. ¡Vamos! Hola amiga, hola amigo, ¿qué tal? Welcome to a new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile, South America, and I'm the host of this podcast, a podcast for Spanish students who want to have their first conversations in Spanish with their Latino friends. So if you want to start having your first conversations in Spanish with your community, friends around who speak this language, consider subscribing. In this episode, I will talk about a topic that scares a lot of people. I'm talking about irregular verbs. And why are they scary? Well, if you haven't heard about irregular verbs before, you will get an idea after you listen to this episode. But don't be scared, they are not as difficult as they seem. More specifically, I'll be talking about irregular verbs in present tense. I'll be discussing why they're called irregular. We will also look at some examples of irregular verbs, their conjugation, and also, at the end of the episode, you will have an opportunity to practice a few of them. Ready for this? ¡Vamos! Okay, so first of all, to understand irregular verbs, it's important to make the contrast with verbos regulares. And for that, let's imagine that verbs are members of a family. There are members that share the values and behaviors. As we saw last time, verbos regulares follow a pattern, so basically they are predictable. If we compare verbos regulares to a family, they would be considered the good members of the family, the ones that behave and stick to rules. Some examples that we studied last time were the verbs estudiar, ending in ar, aprender, ending in er, and vivir, ending in ir, and we saw the three categories also. And then, amigas y amigos, we have some members of the family that are considered the wacky ones, right? We call these kind of crazy members las ovejas negras in Spanish, which means the black sheep, las ovejas negras. Well, these are the irregular verbs. They are unpredictable, and most of the time we just know them by heart. We know they exist, so we learn them as they are. So keeping that in mind is very important. Now, if it helps you, there are some estimation of as to how often they happen. For example, in the case of the verbs ending in ar, it is estimated that only 5% of verbs ending in ar are irregular. That 72% of verbs ending in er are irregular, and that 33% of verbs ending in ir are irregular. So maybe these numbers help you to make a safe guess when you're trying to conjugate them. Today we will just look at the present tense of irregular verbs, and why the present tense and not the past and not the future? Well, because the present tense is the one that you will use in your first interactions in Spanish. So let's have a look at some common verbs in the present tense that are irregular. The verb ser is irregular. The verb ser, which is to be, is normally used to describe people. We can say, él es simpático, he's nice, friendly, o ella es simpática. I'm using the verb ser, conjugated in the third person, which is es. We can also describe somebody as antipático, which is the opposite, unfriendly or antipatica if we are talking about a woman. We can also say that people are amable, which is kind, divertido or divertida for a woman, which is funny or amusing, and so on and so forth. So let's have a look at the conjugation for the verb ser, which is, as you notice, this is a verb ending in er, but as I mentioned before, it doesn't follow the normal pattern of verbs that have that ending. So let's have a look at the conjugation, and please repeat with me, repite conmigo, as I say the conjugation in every case. So here we go. Yo soy, tú eres, él es, nosotros somos, ustedes son, ellos son. Now, let's have a look at the verb estar, which is also an irregular one. And this is used for located people and things in space. So, for example, I can say at this moment that yo estoy en mi casa. I'm at home. I'm located myself at home, basically, by saying that, as you can see. So, let's have a look at the conjugation for that. Yo estoy... Tú estás, ella está, nosotras estamos, ustedes están, ellas están. So, if I ask you, ¿dónde estás tú? What would you reply? ¿Dónde estás tú? Good, you would reply, yo estoy in X place, right? Anywhere, basically. So, yo estoy plus the place in Spanish. Now, let's have a look at some other ones ending in R, R, E. Let's just start with R. A verb ending in R, which is irregular, is the verb jugar, which means to play. Normally used for games, not for instruments. We don't say yo juego la guitarra. Do not ever say that. Okay, we use another verb for instrument, which is tocar. But let's focus on jugar, which is irregular. Repite conmigo. Yo juego. Tú juegas. Él juega. Nosotros jugamos. Ustedes juegan. Ellos juegan. Now, you might be wondering, why is this verb irregular? Well, if you look at the infinitive is jugar, like with a U at the beginning, in the stem part of the word. The stem is the root, basically, the first bit. And when we conjugate it, that U changes to UE. So that's why we say yo juego, tú juegas, and so on and so forth. Except in the case of nosotros or nosotras. In the case of nosotros or nosotras, we say jugamos. Now, to give you a meaningful example, I can say that yo juego Monopoly con mis amigos en las fiestas. And that is true, by the way. I really like that board game. ¿Qué juego juegas tú? Oh, you should teach me that game. Tienes que enseñarme ese juego. Okay, let's have a look at another one, but this time ending in er. And in this case, the verb that we are going to talk about is the verb tener. And tener is to have. This is used to talk about possession. So, let's have a look at the conjugation of this verb. Yo tengo. Tú tienes. Él tiene, nosotros tenemos, ustedes tienen, ellos tienen. Why is this irregular? Well, as you can see, there are two things that happen in this case. When I conjugate it with the first person singular, I say yo tengo. So the root doesn't change, but the ending does. It changes to go, yo tengo. And then with the other subjects, the root part of the word changes. So you have the infinitive, which is tener, but we conjugate it saying tú tienes, IE. That is the change that we have in this case. Now, let me provide you with a real example. I can say that I have about 50 books in my house. So I can say tengo 50 libros. What about you? ¿Cuántos libros tienes tú? That is a lot. Well, I think it's a lot. If you're studying Spanish, you probably have a few books right there. I hope so. That is really, really important. And finally, let's have a look at verb ending in ir, which is irregular. And this is a very important one, which is dormir. Are you familiar with this verb, dormir? This means to sleep, dormir. And let's have a look at the conjugation. Yo duermo, tú duermes, ella duerme, nosotras dormimos, ustedes duermen, ellas duermen. So what is the change here? This is similar to what we have previously seen. And this is something very common. There is a stem change in this case. The infinitive is dormir. In the stem part, it has an O. Dormir, right? Dor. But when we conjugate it, that O changes to U-E. So yo duermo, tú duermes, and so on and so forth. Except in nosotros and nosotras. Now, in my case, I try to sleep 8 hours. So I can say safely, yes, yo duermo 8 horas cada día. ¿Y tú? ¿Cuántas horas duermes cada día? That is very few hours. Debes dormir más. You should sleep more. Debes dormir más. Bueno amigos, these are just a few examples and now let's go to the practice session. As usually, I will ask a question using one of these verbs and you have to be able to answer this question. And when do you have to answer? When you hear this bell. Okay, ready for this? Let's the rumble begin! First question has to do with the description of personality of your best friend. And we mentioned some adjectives at the beginning of this episode. So if I ask you, ¿cómo es tu amigo? Good. You should have been able to say something like, él es simpático or ella es simpática. Description with verb ser. Okay, next question. ¿Dónde está tu mejor amigo? Next question has to do with numbers and has to do with possessions, so we will use the verb tener. And the question is the following. How many, cuántos televisores tienes en tu hogar? En mi caso, I can say tengo uno. And that's enough, I think. Next question has to do with board games. And it's basically what board games do you play with your family? ¿Qué juegos de mesa juegas con tu familia? And final question has to do with dormir and how many hours in the weekend. So, ¿cuántas horas duermes los fines de semana? And that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your Spanish beginner friends. Creating this content takes hours and hours, so it means the world to me if you take 30 seconds to help me spread the word. And if you're studying Español to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, you can get my Spanish Adventures Companion, my free ebook and premium podcast designed to make your travel experience more enjoyable, so you can communicate with Latinos with ease. Don't miss out on this great resource. You can get it for free on my website www.latinele.com or with the link in the episode description. Have a great day. Hasta la próxima.
Ta-ta.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.